Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD, 610. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Curious to see what's going to happen today because it says we have light rain in the forecast here.
I love it.
Right now, about 75 degrees. It's got that kind of brisk morning going on already for you. Clouds. Look at the clouds. I guess the clouds look like there could be some rain coming. It says here around 8 o'clock we'll get some light rain. So we'll see. Cool this place down a little bit. After yesterday's hot one.
Let's hope.
Nice to cool it down a little bit. All right. Welcome to it. Welcome to your Thursday. You got Rick. You got Patty. The Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge coming up today. 7:50. Also, we have one final set of Watershed. Watershed kicks off tomorrow. And we have one final set to give away a little bit later on. So you have one last chance to
How can you get those tickets, those passes?
Download the KORD mobile app.
Okay.
And, of course, it's going to be a little secret contest. You don't know when it's going to happen. But when it happens, you'll know because people will be scrambling to the phone trying to win these tickets from us. So we got a lot to get to today, Patty.
Let's get to it, Rick.
Going to be a busy morning. Grab your coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get your day started. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Boozy, it's a bar song, 622, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 75 degrees, partly sunny skies for you. Already a gorgeous morning for you. Well, great way to kick off your day is always Facebook fun. You're going to have fun on this one, Patty. What word do you use in place of a swear word?
Fudge.
Fudge. Okay, there you go. Golly gee. Peanuts. You were talking about peanuts earlier. Do you realize that we swear up to 16 times a day?
I know I do. Every other word is fudge. Shut the front door.
Yeah, exactly. All around this place, for sure.
It's so hard not to.
Yeah. A survey finds the average person now swears about 16 times a day, and we're up to that. And so I was trying to think of all these other, there's always these great slang words that everybody uses. So I'm sure people are going to have some good ones there. So
cheese and crackers.
Oh, cheese and crackers. That's a good one. Cheese and
I used to work with a lady that every other, that was her phrase. Oh, cheese and crackers.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Fran.
Oh my gosh. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. I love what you think of some good ones here.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh yes. My friend Cheyenne uses that. She works in Phoenix and that's her big that's her big swear word all the time is, oh, my Lanta, every single time.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. We're going to have fun. I'm curious what you guys got for us. What word do you use in place of a swear word, or do you just say it? Do you just say it like a sailor? All right. Well,
you know my phrase here.
Yeah, I know your.
See ya.
I love it. All right, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Let us know and also app chat us. And, of course, add to the Facebook comments. Share those coming up. That's our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
For New Country, it's 102.7 KORD at 6:36. You got Rick, you got Patty. Patty, what's going on in Nashville?
Carrie Underwood is officially confirming she is indeed returning to the opening of Sunday Night Football in 2025. They've confirmed the news, that is, on social media. This is going to mark Carrie Underwood's 13th straight season of having the gig. As of now, not many details have been revealed. Once they do become available to you, we will be certain to pass them on to you. Meanwhile, Jelly Roll is planning on having weight loss surgery to improve his quality of life. In a conversation with WWE broadcasters ahead of his SummerSlam ring appearance, Jelly did talk about his upcoming weight loss goals, saying that one of them is to feel confident going shirtless in the spotlight. Jelly explained that he wants to have some excess skin removed because it's interfering with his daily function. So Jelly is also stepping into the ring for a team match with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre during SummerSlam. That's happening August 2nd and 3rd. Tyler Hubbard says he's got no regrets about leaving Florida Georgia Line for a solo career.
You know, I feel the support and the love. And yeah, it's just been a cool new season of stepping into something that's different, you know, getting to kind of connect with the fans now on a more personal level. And like you said, it was a little fearful at first because it typically doesn't work out, but it's been a blast, man. I've been having tons of fun making music and reconnecting with the fans, and it's really just kind of re-energized me creatively, and it's been a blessing.
And Tyler is going to be reconnecting with us at Watershed this weekend. Finally, Kenny Chesney, Winona, and Steve Earle have been added to the star-studded Farm Aid 40 lineup. This is going to be Kenny's fourth appearance at this year's annual Music and Food Festival. That event happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, September 20th is the date. Tickets for Farm Aid's 40th anniversary Music and Food Festival are available to purchase at farmaid40.org. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Those problems in just about 20 minutes or so. Uh-huh. The big news of the morning, of course, is you've got to have that KORD mobile app because we got one final set of Watershed passes. Our buddy Chris, who won yesterday, let's do a little shout out really quick to our buddy Chris. He had to give up his ticket. So shout out to you, Chris. He couldn't go.
I know. I would have given them to my friends. Guess what? I got the hottest tickets in town.
He does. He did have the hottest tickets in town. So, Chris, you are a very generous, kind KORD listener. So we want a little shout-out for you this morning, Chris, and say thanks for giving those tickets back to us. And, of course, we're going to give them away to one lucky winner a little bit later on the show for this weekend. So be listening, of course, and that KORD mobile app and that... That little app alert will go out. You don't know when.
You never know.
You never know.
But so, if you don't have the app, you definitely won't. You're not in.
You definitely won't know. All right. So since you got the app open, get ready to download that thing. A back to school bash is happening. And I love the fact that they're going to be doing some free backpacks as well. Plus, you get to pick out a bunch of supplies. Right, Patty?
And everything is free.
Free.
Yeah, it's going on at the Happo Center in Pasco. The date is coming up in August.
That's right. Check out that article and more. And if you were curious about Sherry's restaurants in Oregon, right across the border from us there in Hermiston and Umatilla, Elmer's is taking over a bunch of those locations. So there may be some new Elmer's popping up around the area because they're taking over. Nice to know. So did you realize that Sherry's was founded in Hermiston?
I did not.
Yeah, Hermiston. I did not. It was kind of cool. And then also Elmer's is also from the Pacific Northwest as well. So there you go. Hermiston, 1978. Sherry's was founded in Hermiston.
I'll tell you what I do miss, though. I do miss a good slice of pie.
Yes.
I mean.
So that is interesting. You know, sad to see Sherry's go because my wife loves a Marion Berry pie. She's from Oregon. And she's like, I want a fresh. Even a banana pie. She goes, she wanted a banana pie for her birthday. And she goes, and I don't want pudding. I don't want the pudding banana.
I want a great banana cream pie. I want that flaky crust.
Right.
And it's got to be fresh.
And the place that did it was Sherry's. I know. And that's where I got it. So, all right. So Elmer's is coming, though. If you like Elmer's, they're coming. Those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you and your 75 degrees. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app, Watershed, our final pair. Going to be going out the doors here very soon. We're not going to tell you when it's going to happen. So you got to download the KORD mobile app, and then you will get a notification. And you'll know when to call in, and you'll score some tickets from us. And it's all three big days. You get all 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a good time had by all. All right, time for Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on this morning, Patty?
It's from Tyler and Rick and Patty. I moved to the Tri-Cities in March. I joined several social groups that I found on Facebook. I met Marcy in late April, and I've totally fallen for her. She doesn't have the same feelings for me, though, and only considers me a friend, even though we're both single. My friends say once you're in the friend zone, there's no way to get out. I don't know whether or not I should believe them. Is that true? Is there any way that I can get out of the friend zone and start a relationship with her? If so, how do I do it? Tyler in Kennewick.
Quick question to you, Patty. When you have had guys in the friend zone, has any friend ever gotten out of the friend zone with you ever?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was thinking about all the people.
No.
I was thinking about all the friends, all the girlfriends I've had, and any time I've ever been put in the friend zone, I don't recall ever getting out of the friend zone.
Yeah, no.
I just don't.
I'm not going to muddy those waters either because I want to stay friends with that person.
Yeah, that's a crazy balance as well because if it does go wrong, then they're not your bestie. But it was so funny many years ago, and you know Lance Tormey, my good buddy Lance Tormey. His daughter's name is Lisa Lynn, and she's the sweetest kid. She's a great kid, and she was a teenager. And I remember being at a parade. And her bestie came up on us, right? And it was, I don't know what the kid's name was, but he was so enamored with Lisa Lynn. Like, he was enamored with her. And they said hi, da-da-da-da, and then they went back to the parade, right? Uh-huh. And I went, and I looked at Lance, and I go, friend zone, huh? And Lance goes, mm-hmm, yeah. I'm like, and I looked at it, I said, that poor kid. That poor boy.
He totally had the hots for her, right?
He was a nice kid. But I was like, that not going down.
No.
That's not going. And she was very nice. I mean, they were besties.
Yeah.
They were besties.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they still are on Facebook. I mean, it's not like they're friends. But she's engaged to somebody, you know, totally different. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And nothing ever happened. I even think they went to prom together. I mean, they did go to prom together because I don't think she had a date, but it wasn't because
nothing wrong with that.
No, that's awesome.
I mean,
that's awesome. But my recollection, I don't want to break Tyler's, you know, like, no, I'm sorry, Tyler. The odds are pretty slim. So if you have gotten out of the friend zone, if you have gotten over that hump, we want to know. And to chime in and help out Tyler.
And let us know, how did it work out? I mean, are you still together or?
Yeah. Exactly. For me, most of the time when you put in the friend zone, it's a hard friend zone. Oh, you're in there. And then I'm like, ladies.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but ladies, I'm gonna tell you this. If you've got one of those friends they're like, oh, he's just the bestie, I'm like, no, he's there for
he's hoping for something else.
Take it from a dude that knows.
There's a reason why you guys are hanging out.
There's a reason why we're circulating like a buzzard looking for some food, man. There's a reason why we're there. And it does, sadly, when one or the other comes out with the feelings, it's usually over by that time.
Because it can be awkward.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the weird thing. It's awkward. Then you're like, oh my gosh, this person has feelings for me. I don't have feelings for them and they still want to be my friend. I don't know how to handle that. So, all right, Tyler, do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD, app chat us, get to the Facebook, chime in. Can this guy get out of the friend zone? And if you can, how do you do it? Chime in on it. Rick and Patty, Other People's Problems, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
It's 1027-KORD, 75 degrees, cloudy skies. Your morning commute with Rick and Patty. So we had a question earlier from Tyler. Can you get out of the friend zone? And I wanted people to call in 547-KORD and let us know, can you get out of the friend zone? Is it humanly possible? Katrina, tell us your story.
So me and my husband now, at the time, we're in the friend zone. He was actually one of my brother's friends.
Oh, okay.
So they were off limits, you know?
Yes.
But we kept our... relationship in the beginning secret from my brother, my family, everyone for like 8 months, and we just celebrated our 16 years in June.
Yay! So. Yeah. You know that reminds me of that movie The Kissing Booth on Netflix where they had that little set. They had that set of rules where you're like, no, you can't. They're best friends, but you can't date the brother or whatever.
Yes.
Yes,
that's exactly how my brother was like, all my friends are off limit. And I'm like, shoot, okay. And we're 6 years apart, so it was like, okay, whatever. Didn't even cross my mind at the time. And so, yeah.
Was it hard to keep it secret or no?
Oh, very hard because it was like, hey, I'm going here. And we were... Tri-Cities wasn't the biggest place, of course, you know?
Yeah, right.
So it was like, hey, we're going here. And we're like, well, where are you going? So we don't...
Yeah, run into you.
It was very... yeah, very hard.
I love it. Well, congratulations on the anniversary.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Katrina, thanks for the call this morning. So that you can, the friend zone, you can break the friend zone there, Tyler. So if you're curious about that.
We've been proven wrong.
We've been proven wrong, and that's okay. Love the calls. Keep them coming. 547-KORD. Are you capable of getting out of the friend zone? Can we help Tyler get out of the friend zone? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It's Liar. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning. 7:33. Watershed passes. That's right. The secret app alert went out. It did. It did, Patty. It did. And we're looking for call number 7.
1027 KORD.
Good morning.
Good morning to the both of you.
Hello. Hello. Who's this?
This is Darren.
Well, good morning, Darren.
I'm going to Watershed.
Sounds like you're going to Watershed. Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask you. What you doing this weekend?
I'm going to go to Watershed. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you are darn correct. And congratulations, Darren. You are going to Watershed. Call number 7. Congratulations, buddy.
Awesome. You guys are the bomb.
You betcha, Darren. There you go. He knew it.
Are the luckiest person I have ever met.
I think that when people call in, they realize when we, because we'll do the whole calls and we'll go, thanks for calling in, hang up, try again. But then when we start talking to you, they're like,
that's a giveaway.
The winners are like, I'm going. I know I'm going. They're talking to me. I know I'm going. You're absolutely correct there, Darren. Congratulations. Enjoy Watershed. That was our final set for this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So congratulations. And enjoy it from 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Tim McGraw, Live Like You're Dying, and the photos are everywhere.
Have you seen him?
I've seen him.
What's he doing?
Well, come on, Patty. He was losing his hair.
When you finally realize you're losing your hair, you just shave it off?
Let it go. Exactly. He'd been losing it for a while. Have you not seen Tim McGraw without his hat? He looks great with his hat. He always looks great with his hat. And he finally did it. Looks good. He's all buff. He's all ripped and buffed. And then he got the...
I saw him. I've seen him.
Got the Mr. Clean head going on there.
I don't know how I feel about that, but...
He looks pretty good. Yeah. He looks great. He looks good.
Okay.
I'm one of those people...
You say so.
I'm in that camp that if it starts going, just get rid of it. Having patches. Growing up as a kid, the Dick Van Patten comb over... I'm like, dude, just be done with it.
I like dudes who they will wear that ball cap forever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then you're always shocked as I have been shocked at our company parties. We're like, whoa, that person's bald. I didn't know because they had their ball cap. Every time I saw them, they had their ball cap on. But I had that a couple.
So do you wear the? Are they wearing the ball cap to hide the bald spot?
Yeah, maybe they like a ball cap. I mean, on the weekend, I wear ball. You've seen me on a ball cap on the weekend.
Yeah.
On the weekend, I wear my ball cap, but I don't wear it during the week. But when I'm not working, I love wearing the ball cap. So, I know exactly. So go check out the photos. We've got them for you. Tim McGraw, if you're curious about that, we got them posted for you now on the station mobile app. But you know, it is Thursday. It's our Throwback Thursday at 7:50. And that means it's time for the Numerica Impossible. We challenge Patty.
So we play a famous movie clip. And once you know what it is, get to your phone and call us at 547-KORD. We've got a two-month subscription to Netflix, courtesy of Numerica Credit Union.
You're going to love this one because this is such a famous movie. I will not be shocked if someone does not get this one, all right? Take a listen. I know Patty's going to know it the minute I play it. Here you go. Here comes today's famous movie clip.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, woo! Red rum, red rum.
Come on. That is Creepville all the way.
Wow.
That is creepy. All right. Someone's already on it. Good morning, KORD. Got a guess for us. What movie is that from? Good morning, KORD. Got a guess for us.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Have a guess for us on that movie. Nope. Failing.
And that's a big N-O.
That's a big no. Oh, but the phones are going nuts. Good morning, KORD. Got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
The Shining,
absolutely. red rum. Who's this this morning? What's your name?
Sorry, Shantina.
Hey, good morning, Shantina. Hang on here. We'll get taken care of. Congratulations, Shantina is
good
a big winner. I know she got kids in the car. I get it, Shantina. You got kids, get them to daycare and all that good stuff. All right, Shantina is our winner. Don't worry, we do it all over again next week with a famous movie, The Numerica Impossible Challenge, right here, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way, at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Before 11, we get a special guest in the studio, and we got her this morning, Amanda from Pet Overpopulation Prevention. We've got some special furry friends as well.
We do.
Yeah, so we've got Dennis and Wilson, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about Dennis and Wilson this morning?
Absolutely. So little Dennis is a puggle mix, and Wilson, you probably heard his scratching there in the background
with his
jingle jangle on his collar.
Love it.
He is a Chihuahua mix. And they were found wandering the streets of Kennewick back in March. No chip, no collars. We don't know if they came from the same home or if they found each other, but they are a very bonded pair.
Yes, they're so sweet.
And they're good boys. They're really good boys.
Would you classify these as small to medium? They're smaller on the most.
They're small. Right. Yeah, small. Dennis is kind of a medium-ish, but yeah, Dennis or Wilson, I still get them mixed up. Wilson is definitely more on the smallish side, but yeah.
And you said because Wilson's black and he has a little bit of white scruff, people think he's a senior, but he's not.
No, he's not, Rick. They're both about 3 is our guesstimate.
And they're bonded, which we want them to go together if possible. But they love other dogs.
They do. They're really good with our crabby old 14-year-old Chihuahua that's our dog, but they're just great.
Dennis likes to smile.
He does. He has a severe underbite.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Exactly.
So these guys need to go together.
Yes, they do. They do need to go together. Absolutely.
And of course, I know that Pet Overpopulation Prevention has like foster to adopt as well.
Yes.
So if you want to take them for a test drive.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And you've been looking for homes for these guys for a while. But they got to go together. And then you make the process very easy. There's an application they can fill out. A lot of people don't realize this about Pet Overpopulation Prevention, which I love to talk about, is they're in foster homes. So it's not a kennel. They're not in a shelter. If you want to make an appointment, you can come see the dogs. And basically, hi guys.
They are so friendly.
This is Dennis over here. Dennis is like, why is this guy sitting here talking? I'm like looking at this guy like with my smile. Here he comes back over there. So you can check out the video. We're going to put the video up there on the KORD Facebook. And how do they get a hold of Pet Overpopulation Prevention there, Amanda? How do they contact you guys and do the application?
Well, dare I give my phone number on air? Is that crazy?
Well, most people aren't writing their phone number as they're going down the road. So, I mean, you can get...
Unless you want to give your
phone number.
Well, you can text me would be the best.
Okay.
I'm at 509-539-4326. Or you can email us at dogsadopt@poptricities.org.
Yeah, and you can give us a call, too, at 547-KORD just to make it easy if you want to get in contact with Dennis and Wilson. They're just hanging out. I love that.
I want a play date with these boys.
I know. So behind you, Amanda, is DJ, who we found outside our doors, and that is Patty's adopter, and, who adopted him. So DJ was...
There's my boy.
Yeah, exactly. He was lost. And Patty took him in and did the right thing.
Now he's found.
Well, he's spoiled rotten. So if you want to spoil Dennis, if you want to spoil Wilson, get more details, poptricities.org. And again, thanks for coming in, Amanda. And I love your shirt today. Is that Patty, is that not the best shirt?
It is the best.
Bob Barker, have your pate spayed or neutered. Love you, Bob.
Right.
Love you, Bob Barker. And Amanda, thanks for coming in for Pop. Get more details. We're going to post up a video and get a posting of that on our website as well. So thank you for coming in, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, it's 808. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
For New Country, 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in this morning. Well, other people's problem this morning. We got a situation going on with Tyler. What's going on with Tyler this morning?
Well, he's in the friend zone, and he wants to know if he can, if there's... He needs help getting out of the friend zone. He goes, I don't know whether or not I should believe them. Is it true? Is there any way that I can get out of the friend zone and start a relationship with this girl? Apparently, she doesn't have the same feelings for him that he does for her.
But you never know, right?
But you never know. And he's asking.
Yep. And a lot of folks are chiming in on Facebook. And what are people saying to get us kicked off here, Patty?
Well, Kathy says, if you have to ask, you'll never get past the friend zone, which isn't a bad thing. Don't screw up a good friendship. Find someone who has the same feelings for you that you don't or that you have for them.
I like what Levi says. If she's not into you, don't force it. Accept it and move on. That's from Levi.
Robin says, well, almost never. But that is how I ended up with my husband.
Yeah, exactly. Derek says, have a chat with your reasons.
Delavan says, yeah, you should move on.
Oh,
the more
boy.
You try to make more of it, it makes you look like a creeper.
Ashley has some great advice, too. It's possible, okay. But I wouldn't try to force anything, and I would recommend being open to dating other people. Just focus on being a good friend, living your life, and maybe she'll eventually find she has feelings, and maybe she never will. I will tell you this, man. Nothing raises... You know, if you're friend zone and you start dating someone, that's when the jealousy happens from that. If it is going to happen, then it would happen from that person. But if it never happens, like if they're never like none of that, then, well, you know, you're never going to get. Yeah.
But it is nice to know that it can happen. You can get out of the friend zone and you can take it to the next level. I always thought I was, you know, and still am like, nope, keep it. I don't want to mess up the friendship.
Yeah, Ashley says, I friend-zoned my now husband after the first night we met. I straight up told him that we would never date. I still get teased about it. He became my best friend, and after a while, I realized I did have romantic feelings for him, so we ended up together. I also have friend-zoned guys that I never grew romantic feelings for, so it doesn't always work out, but sometimes it can. So she's right. It's a crapshoot. I just know if you try to force something, it's just not going to happen that way. You got to let it happen naturally, and if it doesn't happen naturally, it's so funny. Kyron, my stepson, has a new girlfriend.
Okay.
And so and I could hear them giggling.
It's new.
So you know, he lives out in my garage, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a renovated garage. But it was so funny. I could hear her giggling. I'm like, we're in that stage. Yes. Now I will tell you this.
Nothing wrong with it. That's the best stage to be in.
Having been with my wife now.
Opinion.
Yeah, having been with my wife 17 years, nothing I do she finds funny anymore at all. Oh. So just letting you know.
Jeff says the same.
Enjoy that little giggle moment and enjoy this.
Because when it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Didn't he become old and soured? All right, we did our best to solve this for you, buddy, Tyler. A lot of great advice. Best advice, go date other people. And if she's going to come around, she will come around. But if she never comes
around... It may happen or it may not.
I know. But it's a crapshoot, dude. So we did our best for you. Continue to chime in. You can do it right there on the Facebook page. You got Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.